We are in Daf HaShavua, it's Daf Yudal in Maseches Ksuvos. This is Shir number 2. We're going to begin 11 lines down from the top on Yudal and Aleph, and the Gemara from the words of Rami Le'abai Lurava. So we remind ourselves of Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in our Mishnah. Mishnah spoke about a woman who was midaberes, meaning she had yichud according to one opinion, or had bia with someone, or she's miuberes, she's pregnant, we know she had bia, and she says, don't worry, the man I was with is a kosher, he's a kohen, he's fine, it's not a mamzer, not a nussin, and I'm sure to marry a kohen if I need to, and so is the child. If the child is a girl, so Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer says she's believed, and Rabbi Yeshua says she is not believed. So the Gemara now is going to find a contradiction between Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Edio, says the Gemara. Romili Abai L'Rava. So Abai raised the following contradiction to Rava based on the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Umi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Einon Emenes. Is it really true that Rabbi Yeshua says that this woman who we're not sure of the status of the man she was with is not Emenes? Is that really true? Take a look at Rashi, 4 lines into the thin lines. Umi Amar Rabbi Yeshua Einon Emenes. Alma lo mukmin on la achazaka, right? We see Rabbi Yeshua seems to say we don't follow her chazaka. So we're going to show you that it seems that we do follow. And we will show that she is the MS. How do I know? So Raminu. So here's the stira. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They testified. Here's the Rabbi Yeshua that we care about. Al almonas isa. Literally means the widow of dough. It's a doubtful widow. We'll see that there's a Safek Cholol situation, which we'll explain based on Rashi in a moment. Either way, we see Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. They testify regarding this Safek woman. She Ksher Lekuna. She's allowed to marry a Kohen. So, on a simple level, we have a contradiction. Rabbi Yeshua, who said, no, ain't an emenes, we have to be concerned. This woman in our Mishnah was with a mamzer, maybe. And here, this almanasisa, we're going to be lenient, says Rabbi Yeshua. So, who is this almanasisa? Look at Rashi. Al almanasisa, Rashi's about 7-8 lines into the thin lines. She ba mikoach safek chalo. We'll see that she's someone who comes literally from the power of a safek chalal. A safek chalal is the child of, let's say, a kohen and a grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, a divorcee, and their child is going to be a chalal. He loses his status of a kohen, no berkas kohanim, and no truma, and no avod in the Beis HaMikdash. She also herself becomes a chalala. So, kiddu the kaman, as the Gemara will explain later on, shenitma with an ayin means to be mixed up. Shenitma ba safek chalal. So within her, there was a mix-up where we have a safek chalal got mixed in. How did that happen? So we give the following example. Keep going. Shazarak bal imo harishon laget. Safek karav lo, safek karav la. What happened? The husband threw his wife a get, but we're not sure if it landed closer to him, and therefore they're not divorced, or closer to her, where the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin says they are divorced. So umes, and then that husband died. So if it didn't say zu safek grusha safek almana, this woman is a safek grusha that the get maybe was closer to her, safek almana v'nasa kohen. Now had she been an almana, there'd be no problem with this marriage and the child will not be a chalal. But if she or a grusha and now married a kohen, so this child she's going to have from this new marriage is going to be a chalal. So the holy menavein zehu safek chalal. That's the safek chalal that we're talking about. And now what happened? So now, what that child now gets older, and that married child also gets married, and he dies. So now we're not sure whether his wife is the wife of this new of this child who grew up. He now has a wife. Is she the widow of a chalal, and therefore she can't marry a kohen, or maybe she's a widow of a regular kohen, of a normal kohen who's legitimate? And she could marry a Kohen. So this is where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira say they are made in the Mishnah Hedios that this woman is permitted. So the Hayid says Rashi, the Hayid Rabbi Yeshua, Almana Soshel Zeh. This is the Almana of the Cholol, of this child who came from that other woman who was a Safek Almana Safek Rusha. A Shehi, this new Almana of the Cholol who passed away, or Safek Cholol rather, is Ksheira. Alma, you see from him, Mukmina la achazaka. We do establish her based on her original chazaka that everything's kosher. Va'amrinan al tafsilena lezumi safek. And we say, don't passel this woman out of a safek. Shklomar shema baila chalal haler. We don't say, oh, maybe her husband is a chalal. We assume he's not a chalal and she can marry a kohen. So that's the Gemara's question back in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, how can Rabbi Yeshua, why is Rabbi Yeshua being strict in our Mishnah regarding the midaberes or the meuberes? And here, when it came to the Amanas Isa Safe Chala, we say, don't worry about it. You can, she can marry a Kohen. So Amale, so Rava said back to Abaye, Hachi Hashta, what's the comparison between the two cases? Hasam Isha Nises Bodekas Vinises. Over there, what does a woman do? A woman is, what happened? The Amanas Isa. So what a woman does, she checks things out. That's what a woman normally does. She's going to marry, so she's going to be sure to check things out. She investigates who the husband is to make sure that she is fit for him, and then will marry him. So therefore, the woman, in our case, we can assume that the get landed closer, right, was closer to this one, and really she was a widow, was closer to him, and therefore they weren't divorced, etc. So she looks back to see what happened in that previous marriage before marrying this Safek Chala. So so we'll make sure, and that's why we can rely on the fact that she married and we believe her. But in our Mishnah, very different. Hacha, Isha Mezana, Bodekas Mezana, a woman that is promiscuous, she has nus, so she investigates who the man is. That's not the way things work. Obviously, she's not going to check out before she is Mezana with him. And that's why we can't trust her, says Rabbi Yeshua. And in an amenis, lo mi pianu chayim, we have to assume that the man maybe was a mamzer or a nasin. Amar Rava, so says Rava, hold on 1 second. You're only asking a stira between Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua kasha, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel lo kasha. And there's no kasha. There's no stira between Rabbi Gamliel's opinion in our Mishnah and Rabbi Gamliel's opinion in that Mishnah in Adios. What do you mean? V'haketani seifa. If you look in the seifa of that very Mishnah in Adios, in the Almanas Isa case, Amar lahen Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to them, so let's watch what Rabbi Gamliel says, and we'll see how that contradicts our Mishnah as well, his opinion in our Mishnah. Kibalnu eduschem. Okay, we accept your edus. Okay, in other words, we believe that you heard that tradition, that halacha, the Almanas Isa is kshera lakuna. But aval manase, says Rabbi Gamliel, but what can we do? Sharei Gaza, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sholola Hoshiv based in Alkach. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that we should not set a based in place for this particular reason. What does that mean? You can't gather a based in for the purpose of saying, oh, don't worry, this Almanas Isa is okay, she's kosher, she can marry Kohen, no problem. Why? Shakoanim shomin lachem l'rachek. Because the Kohanim are willing to listen to the Beis Din in order to get to make sure that women who are prohibited based on the court l'rachek are going to be distanced. Avalo l'karef. But they don't, based on the Beis Din's psak, they don't bring close literally when the Beis Din says that the woman is kosher. Meaning, we're afraid that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is worried if the Beis Din is going to rule something and the Kohanim are not going to listen, so then that's going to be a bizui to the Beis Din. So if that's the case, what do you see from here? Rabbi Gamliel is basically saying that we have this Almanas Isa, meaning we don't know her status. So he says that, no, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. That's exactly what he's saying here. He's saying, yeah, kibaldu eduschem. But I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, we're not going to convene a Beis Din to allow this woman to be kosher. We're afraid we don't want to damage the stature of the Beis Din by doing so. So therefore, we're going to say that everybody is going to be usher. And that's it. So here's Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah who says, we're going to be what? We're going to be lenient and menace the woman's belief to say, who did she live with? This man, who she's mu'beris from, who's midaberis she had yichud with. or I'd be with is a kosher guy, and she, this woman, is now allowed to marry a Kohen. And yet by the Almanas Issa, he says, based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's psak, that we're going to be strict. So there's a stira, not only in Rabbi Yeshua, like you were claiming, but in Rabbi Gamliel as well. So the Gemara says, so once again, I'm a Rava in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yeshua, Kasha, Rabbi Gamliel, Adon Gamliel, Lo Kasha, Vakitani, Vakitani, Sefer again. Amal Rabbi Gamliel, Kibalmu, Yiduschem, Avamana, Seshe, Gosser, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelohoshe, based in Alkach, Shakoanim, Shomin, Lachem, Lerachai, Velo, Lekarev, so Elo, I'm a Rava. So says Rava like this. I can explain why that's not a kasha. Why? Why in our Mishnah is she ne'emenes and not in the Mishnah in Adios? Because Hasam, oh, there by our Mishnah, that's the Hasam. Bari, Hacha, Shema. Where's here and there? So look at Rashi. And Rashi says Hasam Bari. It's about 12, 13 lines before it gets wider, Rashi. Hasam Bari, Masnisin, our Mishnah. He Omer is Bari Li, Shalakasha Nivalti. I know that the man that I was with is a kosher, but Hacha next Rashi, Gabi Almanas Isa. Regarding that woman, Ki Hechadilidi Don Misapkalon. The same way we're not sure who this woman was with the whole story, what happened here, is this a chalal or not, and what happened with the get? Lidi Danami Misapkalon. She also has a subject. She doesn't know ancient history. What happened when it came to that get? Was it thrown? Was it close to Tim? Was she the original woman, an almana or a grusha? Velekalamemar Barbar Vishama Bariadith. So that's the difference. So again, says the Gemara, I've answered Rabbi Gamliel. Why is Rabbi Gamliel strict over there in the Mishnah de Adios? Because it's a case of Shema. She's not sure what happened. But in our Mishnah, you know why she's there, Menace? Because she's a Bari. Aye. How do we explain then Rabbi Yehoshua's stira? So that makes it more difficult. Why would Rabbi Yeshua, by our Mishnah, be strict and by Adios be lenient? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua, Nami lo kasha, Rava can say. Hasam over there, Chatzveka. Over there, meaning in our Mishnah, there's only one suffix. What's the one suffix? Look at Rashi, Chatzveka, about 8 lines, 9 lines before it gets wide. Masnisin is Chatzveka. What's the suffix? Suffix Nivala Lakasher, suffix Nivala Apostle. We have one suffix. Was the man she had beer with a Kasher or Apostle? Share lo ba zet lifaneinu v'ilu ba shema hayinu makirim bo shu apostle, right? The guy never came in front of us. So we don't know who he is, what his status is. Maybe had we seen him, we'd recognize him. We know he's an apostle guy. But hacha, gabi almanasisa, says Rashi, trei sveike. It's two sveikos. What are the two sveikos? So this is not a classic sveika, but classic double suffix. But we'll see. It emerges from, one suffix emerges from the other. Emo shall suffix chol zeh, but no lot of suffix. Meaning, it was the mother of the suffix chalal, that's where the suffix began. The atzma lo nasra elami suffix. Right? So, and this woman herself is only usher because of a suffix. Vizusha ba machmas bina. Kari la Svek Sveka. So the Rashi says, this is also called the Svek Svek. It's not a classic Svek Sveka, but it's where one suffix emerges from the other. That's the Svek Sveka, right? Okay. It means that I have two things that we're uncertain about, and that's the Svek Sveka that we're speaking about as well. Okay, in the case of Adios, that's the mother of the Kohen who passed away, was she herself was only a suffix, and of course the widow of the son is the second suffix. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, by our Mishnah, is very strict. We don't believe the woman, it's one suffix, but there it's a double suffix, and therefore we have the right by the Almanas Issa to be lenient. So now the Gemara basically comes to the following conclusion. You see that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel are on very different sides for the following reason. Hilchah, li Rabbi Gamliel, olim le bari. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that the concept of bari, where someone is sure about, someone is certain about the status of the man, and that's the case where the woman is claiming this man is kosher, that claim is so olim, is so powerful, is so strong, de'afilu b'chad sveka nami machshir. that even though it's only one suffik in our Mishnah, we're willing to say that the man is kosher, the woman is kosher to marry a Kohen. Vikile Shema. And in Raman Gamliel's mind, where there's a Shema, where you're really unsure, and that's the case with Almanas Issa, the Mishnah in Adios, that it's so lenient, meaning we're so concerned where there's a Shema, dafil b'sfek sfeika nami pasul. We're even going to say that she's pasul, even though there's a double suffix there, because she's uncertain, and Shema is so kal, so lenient, in the sense that it cannot win out over a sfek sfeik, or sfek sfeika rather, cannot win out over the Shema, and therefore we're strict. And the Rabbi Yeshua, it's really the opposite. Olim lechad sfeika. According to him, one suffik is so strong, the afilu bibarinami pasul. That's why in our Mishnah, even though there's a bari, she's certain that the guy's kosher. Nah, it's only one suffik, we have to be strict. The kile sfek sfeika, but he feels that sfek sfeika is so lenient. In the case of the Almanas Issa, dafilu b'shema nami machshir, that even though the case over there is Shema, the woman is the Almanas Issa, is uncertain who the people are, nonetheless, he's willing to be machshir because it's a double suffix.